This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And we are talking about men's health. We haven't done men's health in a while, and I think this is a very fitting conversation to have, especially because when it comes to men, this part of life is mostly overlooked. And we're talking about paternal postpartum depression, which according to research, it may show up differently than it does in women. And today we want to find out just how differently it shows up, but also finding out if you think, perhaps you've never had conversations about it, you didn't even know it existed, but when you listen to the conversation we're about to have, is it something that you think you also experienced as a man? Psychologist Professor Mukhadi Sitwaba is joining me on the line. Good morning, Prof. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sakane, and the listeners. I'm doing well.
Sure. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, when I mentioned that this is the conversation we're having, somebody said, really, can men have postpartum depression? Is it a real thing for paternal postpartum depression to take place?
Of course, men are human beings. And they also experience everything that a human being can experience. And of course, in this case, they are parents.
Yeah.
So they are implicated as being parents, and therefore they are likely to experience what the female parent will experience. So yes, there is a condition that we call paternal postpartum depression that will affect men with mothers who obviously can be maternal postpartum depression. So they do indeed experience challenges to a point where they can be diagnosed with this disorder.
Sure. And what are
the little one is born.
So to get to that diagnosis, what are the common signs of paternal postpartum depression, and how is it distinguished from normal stress or adjustment issues?
Obviously, when one should say paternal postpartum, obviously we're thinking postpartum means the baby, you know, pregnancy and the baby. These are depression.
Yeah.
Depression symptoms, the typical depression symptoms that will be experienced by in this case, the father. But then this should be during the time of the pregnancy of the mother and also after, within a year of the baby, the birth of the baby. For that to qualify to be called paternal postpartum depression. But otherwise, the symptoms that the patients with the fathers would show with postpartum depression would be the same symptoms that we normally would identify in normal depression symptoms, except that in this case, the cause or the triggering factor would have been the pregnancy and the death of the baby in this case.
Doc, I wanted to find out what factors increase a father's risk of developing postpartum depression.
Yes, the factors that would increase those would be, in most cases, the previous mental vulnerability of this man, such as maybe the prior depression and anxiety, vulnerability or risk, or maybe the traumas that this person could have gone through before, and having been diagnosed with depression and anxiety disorders before the postpartum. And the other risk would be the health of the mother of the little one, in this case the partner. If they are depressed, sometimes the mother could also be suffering from maternal postpartum depression, so it could predispose the father, because it puts a huge responsibility of baby caring on the father. And what also would predispose or make them vulnerable is the type of relationship they have. You know, whether there is conflict breaking or and how they are relating during that time, and communication challenges that they could be having, and poor emotional support as well, either from the partner or the family members, as well, could also increase their risk. What we also see as another factor is the financial strain that the couple could be going through, whether some people would be expecting a baby and having a baby, but a jobless or with very financial strain in the family, so they may not be, as may not be meeting at that time. So that will also put the men under a huge stress, and that when they use stress, you know, people, I mean, some people may not survive, and agri-vulnerability differs.
Yeah.
So some under this kind of stress, they might actually suffer postpartum depression, paternal postpartum depression.
So, yeah,
and
okay.
Even the pressure from the mother, the partner, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
Some partners could be very pressurizing. And remember, men are not caregivers naturally, or maybe the stereotypes are saying that they are not the caregivers naturally. So instead of being polite and gentle, you know, when you putting them in this care, so that if you put a lot of demand on them at the same time, they might be frustrated, and that can actually predispose them, the men, to stress and eventually into paternal postpartum depression. So they need a lot of support.
Absolutely. And you say they need a lot of support. You also touched a bit on the emotional support or the lack thereof, which could also be a trigger. And I've seen, I mean, speaking as a mom, I've seen how, you know, the family, friends, everybody rallies around a new mom. But the same kind of attention I was receiving was not reciprocated to the partner. So how do parents, you know, family members, partners, friends, how do you support a father who has just had a child who might perhaps even be struggling from paternal postpartum depression?
It is very important to realize, like I just mentioned, that fathers, I think maybe it is a cultural stereotype.
Yeah.
That we automatically exclude them from a lot of things, you know, and especially the caring for the baby and caring for their pregnant partners during pregnancy. And especially during the baby time, you know, I don't know, a lot of people would have experienced what I'm going to say right now. The fathers will actually be instructed to move out of the bedroom to another bedroom when the native mother is alone in the room. And that puts a distance, you know, from the baby, the mother, and therefore automatically others will be expected to be supportive of the mother, and they forget that although this man did not necessarily carry the baby, that baby is as much theirs as the mother. So then when we're supporting them, we need to not only concentrate the support on the mother, on the nursing mother only, support the couple in general. You know, we should remember having a baby. I always say especially when the baby, because a lot of people would suffer paternal or maternal postpartum depression after the baby is born, right? Because of that transition of the hormonal imbalances, hormones going back to normal, and this new person coming into our family. Yesterday I was pregnant and not having much problems. Today the baby is born, or now the baby is colicky, the baby is sick, and spending a lot of a sleepless night. If the care and the support is only concentrated on the mother, the father is likely to be seen as being excluded and not supported, and the person that we are not really looking at can actually disintegrate and break down.
Absolutely. Prof,
so
thank
we need
you.
To help them both and to realize that I always say the nursing parents or the new parents should be given time. Well, the family must also give this couple time to cuddle and remember that they are lovers, by the way. And, you know, excuse them for some time. Let them go out and eat. Let them go and watch a movie while they are taking care of the baby. They'll come back and take. So that gives them the mental break.
Absolutely.
That they need so much. Especially when the couple becomes more at risk when the baby is stitched. You know, sometimes the babies are not always born well and normal, and some are born premature, and they take a long way to develop. So, and some are born with medical complications. Some are born with very bad temperaments. You know, the child will just cry for nothing. And, you know, those are some of the things that could frustrate the couple.
Absolutely.
Especially the father who is not naturally skilled to look after the baby.
Absolutely, Prof. Thank you so much for taking time, having this chat with us. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate it every single time. How do people make contact with you for your expertise and your services?
Perfect. We are found at 75 Bell Street in Polokwane, and the number is 071-006-7244.
Thank you so, so much, Prof. And do have yourself
Thank
a lovely
you
day
for
further.
Me.
Sure. There you have it. We need to, as much as we rally around the woman, because I speak from experience. I mean, I had a mother and a mother-in-law who were doting over me, helping, getting the baby, making sure that I'm fine, I'm eating, I'm able to sit up straight and breastfeed. I had all of that support. My sisters, my sister-in-law, I had the entire village. When I say a village, I meant people who was coming to the house every single day for at least 2 months. The first 2 months of the child's life, just to give me support. Much as yes, they were there in supporting the partner, but I did realize that the level of support was not the same. There was a little bit of a deficit when it came to him than what I received. So it is a real thing. And if in a situation where the mother gets all the attention, the father doesn't really get that attention, it'll be very easy for us to miss the fact that he's suffering from paternal postpartum depression and needs our support. So have you personally, as a dad, you know, I'm speaking to the gents today, we're doing men's health. As the dad, have you, or if you are not the dad, but you know a dad who's gone through something like a paternal postpartum depression, have you experienced this type of depression at any point after becoming a father, or at any point after they became a father? And how were they assisted? How did they navigate through it? You know, how did they overcome it? Did they even overcome it? Let me know on 079-899-6226. Basically, I'm asking the gents to go back to the very first time, or every single time they became a dad again, and look at how they were feeling then. Do they feel like perhaps there was a little bit of postpartum that was happening, or perhaps maybe you were cruising nicely? You know, you're the dad, you're the father. You know, how was it then emotionally? 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.